Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Victory Reaction Monday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. 16-13 was the score in favor of your Texans. Matthew Wright with the field goal that ultimately did it, downed the Titans, solidified and secured a season sweep of the Titans for your Texans, and got your Texans to 500. Maybe he's one of the dudes that you want to salute as we talk about who hooped in this particular football game. 713-572-4610. Who are the people that you appreciated in this game? And one of them, D'Amico Ryans, actually talked about, and for me, John Lopez. I think that Dalton Schultz was really good in this game.
Really good.
Especially with the context that I think D'Amico added. It's one of those things that's very evident. When you see him kind of holding that, you know, gripping at that clavicle area, mm-hmm. looking at kind of his shoulder of sorts.
And he's shaking down. It looked like the so-called stinger to me. Almost like we used to call it a pinched nerve. You know, mm-hmm. where it kind of numbs. I've had them, and it kind of numbs, and you kind of shake your hand, and you can't feel it, but then you can come back. But he's had other issues as well.
He's been battling yeah. both. Mm-hmm. I think it's a knee and a shoulder are the two designations that I've seen with him when he pulls up mm-hmm. on the injury report. And he's clearly been battling through that for a number of weeks. And that has not stopped him from being a pretty, like, he's been the quintessential tight end safety blanket mm-hmm. for a quarterback. He has been the reason why this team has been able to stay on track a decent amount, because he is the third and manageable maker, right? When mm-hmm. they end up in this, oh, man, we're in second and 10 because we had a bad player. It's a second and 13.
He comes out, leaks to one side or the other or down the middle.
Leak him out, have him run a little stick around the middle of a zone, get him the ball, and now all of a sudden, magically, you're in third and 5. Like, he has been creating those mm-hmm. With a level of frequency that's kind of incredible. And as much as I don't think that they're asking him to do it nearly as much as he's been doing it, as he was doing it last year, you can see like the grit and toughness of getting in here and chipping at times when they do ask him to do mm-hmm. that. And I appreciate that from him, especially because he's clearly hurting, right? So being willing to do that and just popping back up, getting back into the field of play when he's clearly knocked up, battered, and bruised.
Yeah.
I think that he's done a really good job for this team this year.
No, Dalton Schultz has had a very, very good year. And you talk about the blocking. He's blocking the way a tight end should block, you know, with some chips and maybe some...
Not one up on an end?
He's not one-on-one with an end. I mean, that's just asking too much. But the other thing that I was thinking about as I was listening to D'Amico is, yes, really good season. I mean, but he also, two things. I think he's also, and we talked about this earlier in the show, kind of helping the offense gain an identity. He is part of that. He and Nico are clearly part of what they are now. And secondly, this short week hurts no one more than Dalton Schultz. Like, you know, him coming on a short week.
Physically?
On a short week, that's a worry for me. That's a concern.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm. Getting him ready. Actually, I got to go back and check what the snap count was, because Kate Stover was.
I think Kate Stover had not a lot. I'll put it that way. I can't remember the exact number.
Yeah. I do wonder if this might be the opportunity for him to get some more burn, mm-hmm. To maybe hopefully spell Dalton a little bit. But I don't even know how much you would want to spell him, considering he's been of such great import of, again, being the safety blanket, man. There's that comfort. In fact, it was very odd seeing a couple of plays in which Davis Mills missed him.
Mm-hmm.
In this game, one of those kind of him running free down the seam where Davis throws the ball behind him. And I think there was another instance where he just kind of threw it low, if memory serves. Because it just feels like people have, the quarterbacks all season long have felt comfortable just throwing that ball to him in those spaces in the zone, or as you mentioned, in those leak outs where it's just it's a known here's 4 or 5 yards without real questions beyond that.
Yeah,
I guess if we're talking about pass catchers, Nico Collins has been, I mean, what you expect to some degree, but also I think we were having conversations about him trying to step into that, at least being acknowledged amongst the elites of wide receivers in this league. And it feels like a game like he had yesterday was one of those that's important.
And it's not just the one game. I mean, he's something of on a heater right now. When you look at what he's done, I mean, he's got 3 straight games of at least 7 catches. And that's I think that's the best over the last 3 games. He's the only receiver in the NFL that has done that. So he's starting to finally gain, you know, that, again, that identity. It's starting to get a little bit of identity. It's Nico. It's Dalton. It's what we've been asking for, especially with Nico. And he's just been proving it. And, boy, I feel like we're shortchanging that 3rd and 16 play.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like we need to dig in on that a little bit. That was incredible. That was the game. Now, could have gone to overtime. They still win. But nevertheless, that was the game right there.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about, well, the reason why I mentioned Nico Collins specifically yesterday, he was 9 of 10, right? Mm-hmm. He brought in all the targets that were sent his direction. I think that is also important. Like he's making a meal of what's being given to him. It's not just like the idea that they're pouring in a whole bunch of volume and eventually he's coming up with catches. No.
Yeah.
If you're throwing it his way in this game, he's bringing it down, and that's the type of thing that you expect from a receiver of his caliber, especially when you're playing against a secondary that is not on his level. Is we throw it over there, you bring it in. Even if we're throwing it to you on the sideline, we're throwing it high to where you have to elevate, secure the ball, get your feet down in the field of play. Like the fact of the matter is the comfort that you should have throwing it his way is there, and he's making this offense go right now. Like he is the one given that you have, which is what it's supposed to be on paper.
No, he absolutely is. Even when in real time, when I saw that 3rd and 16, first of all, Davis Mills getting the ball over and you know, hitting that window just
incredible touch
was incredible. But even as I'm watching the play in real time, I'm like, oh, he's in. You know, it looked like it was going to be really close, or maybe he was out, and they were talking about it on the broadcast, but I was like, no, he got them both in. That was an incredible play.
Without question.
Yeah.
Without question. Are there any dudes that come to mind for you? Because I've kind of monopolized this early on.
Well, I think there's a couple. This offensive line, something of a, not a total, but something of a revelation all of a sudden with what you have. And we'll see about Ed Ingram coming back and what happens there. But Titus Howard, you cannot ask for more from an offensive lineman. To be able to be the leader that he is now, that's clear. We saw it in the pregame. He was in the middle of the huddle. To be able to move around, tackle to guard. Trent Brown did a good job at tackle. What are you going to do with Jarrett Patterson? He's playing pretty well.
He's playing all right.
Yeah.
He's playing all right. I don't know that I have a very passionate response to anybody at left guard, and that's kind of a weird thing for me.
Understandable.
And it raises a question that almost feels like blasphemous. Is that Titus Howard's next stop once Ed Ingram's back, right? Is he just doing a tour of the offensive line?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you could see the difference, I think, if he was playing right tackle versus Trent Brown, but it felt passable in this game. Is that how you are able to even shore up the offensive line better, is making him switch hands, so to say, and get to that left guard spot so that you have more dudes that you feel super comfortable with?
I think so. I know you're not altogether. You're kind of wondering about that.
Because I'm also recognize the people that will come up and say, hey, shift it, playing musical chairs on the offensive line,
it ain't great.
It's not a path to, you know, success inherently.
But I think that is the way to go. I would not replace Trent Brown at right tackle at this point, based on everything that we've seen.
Until you're forced to?
Until you see otherwise. So that kind of narrows it down to, you know, Titus at left guard and Ed Ingram at right. Here's the thing about the offensive line. It hasn't been an obvious, glaring problem. It hasn't.
In the last couple of games.
The last couple of games, it just hasn't.
Yeah, and that's one thing I found interesting because in this game, there was more opportunity, you would imagine, for mm-hmm. maybe that to show up. And there were four sacks, some of which I think mm-hmm. I could probably put on Davis Mills. Like one of those
sure.
sacks, you have both ends pinching on the end where you have off of the left side. I can't remember if that was Simmons being moved out to the outside, mm-hmm. but someone just goes through Ariante Ursery's chest, mm-hmm. which is like, damn, big dog. Yeah, I feel like you should be able to handle that, but maybe that's growing pains.
He had a bad rep, as they say.
Maybe it was, probably just a bad rep there. Yeah. But then on the right side, definitely a bad rep where your guy, Trent Brown, just gets beat. Davis doing something that feels like CJ would do, stepping back into that pressure instead of stepping up into a relatively mm-hmm. clean pocket, was a little uncomfortable in that moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that by and large, especially knowing what this offensive line has been over the entirety of the season, I was not disappointed by any means with what the offensive line was.
But here's where I really want to go in this segment. You're talking about, you know, like standouts and things that you know, that sort of were sparks all of a sudden for this team. We've been waiting for it. It's only taken 11 weeks. You have the two best rush ends in football combined playing together, combined. You know, it was either Will Anderson or Danielle Hunter. You got them both, and they're both hitting a notch, a level that is otherworldly. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Last two games, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. have combined for 7 sacks, 8 tackles for losses, 9 quarterback hits, a pass defense, 3 forced fumbles, and 1 fumble recovery. You've got bookends that are just otherworldly right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just hitting a stride.
Who definitely didn't hoop is us, because we were like, oh, it's going to be 8 sacks in this game. Cam Ward had 3 of them.
Yeah.
But I think also that was intentional. It felt like the defense, mm-hmm. D'Amico Ryans, Matt Burke, they just decided, we're going to treat you like a rookie who mm-hmm. is on a bad team right now and see, can you make good decisions? It didn't feel like they got too exotic with the defenses that they were playing. At times, they just mm-hmm. got up and had a whole bunch of dudes mugged up on the line trying to see if they could get Cam Ward. And I will give Cam a little bit of credit. He stepped up to the line. He used the hard count to at least, you know, mm-hmm. disguise or see who was coming at times to set protection and to, you know, kind of get the Texans out of gear at times. They were like, we're going to play off. We're going to play a little cover two, see if you can make us pay. Eventually, he did with that Chigakonkwo pass, mm-hmm. but for the most part, he didn't. So I did want to give them credit there. Can I highlight some real quick? And this is like one of them team awards where we just mm-hmm. give it to a whole bunch of people, and you should I will acknowledge individuals within it. Interior defensive line.
Yes.
The interior of this defensive line, and I want to salute them. And this shows up in this game, but I think it also shows up in others. Tommy Togiai, one of those especially. Tim Settle, Mario Edwards. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I love about these guys, they know that opposing offenses, particularly opposing quarterbacks, getting the ball out quick mm-hmm. against this defense. They know that those guys aren't trying to hold the football. You saw it from Cam Ward, who at one point was getting the ball out at like a 2.25 mm-hmm. seconds clip. I think that might have been the first half. Eventually, he still even finished the game with the fastest time to throw in his career, in his short career. Like, they were getting the ball out quick. And one thing that means is when you're on the interior of the defensive line, you can't assume they're getting their hands up and knocking all that down.
Yeah.
All that's getting batted down. And, mm-hmm. like, the awareness to know, we're not getting all the way in there, but we're going to affect this game by hook or by crook.
No, you're absolutely. I was going to mention that. I'm glad you brought it up, because the way that they know that if they do that, they have a real good shot of getting a hand on the ball. But it's, again, because of the two rush ends that are causing so much trouble. Let me ask you this. How are you feeling about Nick Caley right now?
That is a great question that I was just kind of thinking of again. Because, I mean, I, especially after last week, this week I was then looking at, you know, what caused these drives to stall out when they did. Mm-hmm. And there's a few times where I can go, okay, I think it was the play call. There's not a lot of times where I get into that. And there's some instances where I've seen some really good plays. Like there was a play with the toss, Woody Marks toss left, where you get mm-hmm. a couple of people pulling. You got I don't even know if you consider this pulling, but you got a big 43, Jakob Johnson out in space, and you've got, of course, Ariante Ursery pulling out to the left side. And you're like, okay, if this is blocked up the way that mm-hmm. the game is set up to be blocked up, he should pick up some yardage. And Jakob Johnson just misses a tackle there. And I go, all right, well, how much am I putting that on Nick Caley? I think that he's largely been fine, mm-hmm. which, again, isn't a huge plus, but it's also not a demerit, which is a improvement from where we previously were. Now, of course, maybe if I go back and look at this game super closely, as I hope that I have an opportunity to maybe today or tomorrow, Maybe we see a little bit more where I go, okay, there's actually more mm-hmm. underneath here. But it feels like he's been fine, which, again, considering where we had once been in this season, I'm not too mad at.
I think what it comes down to, and it took a while because they didn't even know what their identity was. They struggled. Obviously, he changed quarterbacks a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I think they just sort of – Nick Caley has been leaning on his assistants. They've been, you know, he talked about that last week, you know, the collaborative effort that it is. And also realizing they just can't do certain things. They just can't do they're not going to gain 190 yards rushing. You know, Joe Mixon is not walking through that door. And Woody Marks is valuable. So they just use it to kind of set up some of the other things and get rid of the ball themselves pretty quickly. They just kind of know who they are now.
Well, I will say this, though, as I'm thinking about it. I will still ding Nick Caley on. There are times where he's still running up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I know this is something that they believe. D'Amico kind of talked about it again when he was asked about the red zone just earlier, the mm-hmm. idea of, you know, you got to win your one-on-one matchups. That don't mean that you need to get up here against the defensive line is that solid and try and run up the middle, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there were still instances where mm-hmm. a lot of inside zone type stuff trying to run the ball up the middle.
I'm that's fair. Yeah.
I don't know that that's the way that you need to handle this, and I feel like we can do the thing where really lean into the notion of being game plan and don't run into the team's strength.
Yeah. No, you're right on that one. But I think they're just being a little safer and recognizing, you know, what they can and can't do. Now, some of that might have had something to do with Davis Mills, but I don't expect a whole lot to change with C.J. Stroud.
And did you feel like, and of course I'm turning into what is supposed to be a largely positive segment into a little bit of nitpick, did you feel like it was odd, as much as I've been clamoring for, and maybe you could just say Reggie's a hypocrite, go ahead and hold that, as much as we've been clamoring, and I personally have been clamoring for more Woody Marks, as the game started getting later,
mm-hmm.
didn't it feel like it should have been a little bit more Nick Chubb, interesting enough? Like, it felt like, all right, now it's time to send the bowling
ball
in.
Chubb had a couple of runs in there, too. Just
he had a couple.
Yeah.
But it felt like this is the time where you throw the battering ram in, no?
I think that's why, you know, you have the 1-2 punch. You know, otherwise it would have just been Mixon, you know, and he gets stronger as the game goes on. No, I do agree with that. I think Woody Marks is still going to be the featured back, but there is a definite place for Nick Chubb to fill that role, exactly what you're talking about.
How did you feel about the dudes in the secondary that were called in? Like, I saw Jalen Mills in there. I was like, oh,
mm-hmm.
okay, this is what we're doing here. But Miles Bryant, interestingly enough, ended mm-hmm. up in some of these spaces.
He picked on a little bit.
It felt like that was the, yeah. I wrote it down in my notes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with my terminology where I call folks the mark.
The mark?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or food?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I asked myself in my notes, is number 25, because I write these dudes' names mm-hmm. or as numbers, is 25 the mark?
Well, I think they tested him.
And I think that might have been more schematic than it was mm-hmm. like trying to pick on him in particular. Maybe mm-hmm. maybe that was just the way that they decided to play it, pick on that nickel in the system.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it might have been like schematic, because especially some of those were like outs and particularly deep outs at times, which I felt like was a weak spot and that was available in this game up until Chigakonkwo gets his big catch down for a huge play.
I think
for the Titans.
It behooved them to test him at minimum.
Yeah. Somebody said from 713, if I'm being honest, I don't really want to see too much more Trent Brown unless it's in heavy personnel. Yeah, I mean, look, offensive line, there's conversation to be had all the way around there. I think it was fine for what you were trying to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to see how it continues to show up because you've got a big, big matchup. And on top of why I'm interested, D'Amico Ryans did not give a glowing review of it necessarily
yeah,
in the
weird.
Way that I was hoping or anticipating for. So we'll see if they maybe got more shifting and musical chairs in them. From this 832, have we ever found out what happened with Joe Mixon? Nope. Appreciate you still asking,
though. Which is the answer, by the way.
Appreciate you still asking.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions, where I imagine there's more Texans confessions coming. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, boys and girls. You know, sometimes you know exactly how a confession is going to be received and probably not well. But it is confessions, so I'm going to say it.
I feel like those are a lot of yours.
Lately, yeah.
A lot of those are yours.
A lot of those lately. Yeah, and they are a lot of mine. So this might be unfair and prisoner of the moment stuff. But I kind of feel like Davis Mills, while clearly not the quarterback that C.J. Stroud is, might be a little bit of a cooler customer. You know, D'Amico talked about it a couple of times post-game and again today. And they're both from California. They both played, you know, I don't know where Davis Mills exactly is from, but he played at Stanford. But they have that California cool.
Some night, by the way, I completely forgot until, who was it? Was it Stank talking about it on the broadcast? Mm-hmm. Like that they both, that him and Dalton, him and Dalton overlapped at Stanford. And I was like, that's right. I've been forgetting that.
Is it crazy to think that just, not that he's a better quarterback, not that C.J. Stroud hasn't been cool under pressure, because he has, but I think he's just a little more unflappable.
I think some of it is inherently his demeanor.
Yes.
Sometimes it looks like he don't got very many thoughts going
on. Like no expression on his face.
It's just like
nothing.
Imagine what his wife going through. He talked about it, man. He just move on.
It's like Davis, did you just go into standby mode? It looked like the screensaver came on. Davis.
I feel like you could do, I don't know if it's a meme or whatever, but like a 4-panel picture, the exact same picture of the expression on Davis Mills' face, and it's Davis Mills happy, Davis Mills mad, Davis Mills frustrated.
Oh, the Derrick Rose, man.
Yeah. Like, he is just, again, a compliment, because I don't think I'd have been that cool, but he's kind of unflappable.
No, he definitely gives that when he's playing football. It does feel like he's not rattled per se. Like, even as he was stepping back into a sack, it didn't feel like it was just like, damn, what are you, you made the wrong decision in that moment. Whereas I think CJ very much, I think it's the juxtaposition. CJ wears his emotions on his sleeves a little bit more. He can get pouty at times, which I know makes people, drives people up a wall.
And Davis Mills just like same.
Right.
Up 30, down 30.
Have we seen Davis like yell in excitement? Like, just give a big LFG. Nah. Like, yeah. Let's go. Like, I just don't think we've, yeah. I don't recall.
You guys, come on.
Good job.
Thing is, that's what make him the perfect backup quarterback. Though.
I guess it does. Yeah. That's certainly a factor. But I'm looking at him and then listening, post game and today, and I'm like, yeah, he's just one of those guys. It's frustrating to have a friend like that. Or like in a relationship, you know, he mentioned it. Get mad. No, man, we'll be all right.
I feel him.
I want you to yell.
Hey,
no,
I ain't about to argue back and forth. You got it.
We're all right.
Yeah. I think you might be right in that, right? I wouldn't want it to be true, but I'm starting to more and more think that this is true. Saying that it'll be this year by any means.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always the saying, you're hired to be fired, right? I think that D'Amico Ryan's downfall will ultimately be game management.
Mm.
Like, it just feels so evident. I can't understand why you win the toss.
I'm not disagreeing. I think there's an Andy Reid vibe there, maybe. Remember Andy Reid in Philadelphia?
There is. Yeah. But you
always won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Andy Reid eventually did get got out of there. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, he ends up in a place where he
did all right.
He solidifies his legacy even more. And with Andy Reid, it was like there was that, you know, oh, he can't manage the clock. But he also had this other thing over here where it was just exceedingly great.
Yeah.
The question I have for myself in trying to, you know, figure this out is D'Amico Ryan's always going to have a defense that is otherworldly?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there is an argument to be said. Sure, like, he's continually had this where he's done it. But he also has a system that very much allows his players to mm-hmm. be the best version of themselves, which means you kind of need players, right? Yeah. Is this something where it's going to Mike Tomlin and there's just constantly going to be mm-hmm. that success? And Mike Tomlin, I use him very intentionally because he's had some instances where
is that a good thing?
Game management can be a little bit of an issue. I see where you're going with. I'm not even getting to that level. It's just like, is he going to find that longevity, or is it going to be to a point where, you know, you're putting together a good team, except you're not able to change that margin. You're not able to help on the margins there because you're making decisions like taking, throwing a flag, a challenge flag on a play where it was very clear that he didn't survive the ground. We saw it on TV, and I don't know if that's you or whoever you're entrusting to help mm-hmm. you with that decision, but ultimately it falls, the buck stops with the head coach, and you end up in a situation where you lose your challenge unnecessarily. There's been a number of times. This is just the most recent one of many examples in this game, just in this season, where you go, damn, that's not really the best decision there, I don't think.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So have you guys ever did something where it was fun, but you didn't realize after the fact that it was a little bit dangerous, and I probably wouldn't do that
yes.
again?
Yes. There's a number of things. Yeah. Yes.
I kind of had that situation on Saturday. So I did the whole ATV riding thing. Mm-hmm. So I was on the four-wheelers and all that stuff. Had a blast.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun. And it wasn't until a situation happened where I'm like, maybe I don't think I'm going to do that again. So I went ATV riding with my sister, my brother-in-law. They was in town. Mm-hmm. They had two friends who were a married couple. They was in town. So we all had a blast doing that. And them things are very, I didn't realize how, it sounds crazy how real they are.
Yeah.
As far as like how fast they go, how strong it could be, and
you get bounced around.
Yeah, yeah, and we ride with no helmet, none of that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And saw one of the instructors doing a donut around, and so my sister's friend saw it and was like, "Let me try to do that."
Oh no!
Yeah, please don't.
Famous last words.
She tried to do it. It tilted over towards the right. She fell on her shoulder. She broke two bones in her shoulder.
That's about right.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Oh, my gosh.
So
that's a hold my beer, man.
And that's the thing, right? I can't even be like, well, you should have never gone ATVing.
Yeah.
You should have never tried to do the, do this at home.
The guy made it look so easy, and she tried to do it and didn't do it right.
Nope.
And the whole bike flipped over and all that.
Oh.
So she had to go to the hospital. And mind you, she's here on vacation. It was her birthday.
So she's still here with broken bones.
Yeah, yeah. So she's fine and all that stuff outside of the broken bones.
Yeah.
So she's in a sling. But the confession came after this, after talking to some of the paramedics.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, this ain't the first time this happened. We actually had people that end up paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
They had some deaths that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, this is where my confession come from. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do that again.
You wouldn't have signed up for the ATV experience if you had known that, huh?
I didn't even think about all of that part.
Yeah.
I was sitting here thinking, like, oh, yeah, ATV, that's cool. That's fun. But after hearing about how how she's actually lucky.
Yeah.
Because other people ended up paralyzed. Some people died. I'm just like, man, I don't think I'm going to do that again, man. I had fun. I had a blast. I was careful. I'm like, I'm cool, man. I don't need to break anything doing that.
ATVs, they're no joke, man. They are no joke.
I wouldn't do it again.
You're probably just sore from bouncing around.
I am sore because you kind of got to hold on real tight.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you don't want to fall off. And you going at a pretty high speed, all them bumps and all that.
That said, they are fun.
It was fun, but I don't think I'll ever do it again, man. I'm good on that.
You're good? You experienced it?
Yeah, I'm good.
I feel like you've stumbled onto one of the biggest things when it comes to in life. Sometimes that ignorance is necessary for you to get out here and do things that are fun and otherwise.
I'm glad I tried it one time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I'm glad if they would have told me all of that stuff before, I probably would have passed.
That's right. That's right. So that's why sometimes you got to not know. So that you can go enjoy it. But yes. Oh, now we're getting all the stories of people.
Oh yeah.
That had injuries or unfortunately.
I believe it, man.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you're here with us, Fig. Glad that you're healthy and best of luck and a quick recovery.
For a quick second, I thought about trying to do that little donut he was doing.
Very quick second.
I'm like, nope. Nope. I'm cool with just driving. Matter of fact, I'm going to just sit here while y'all have fun.
There you go. Those are the Lunchtime Confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Man, just a lot of people that have known people that have passed on ATVs. Wow.
That's the crazy part about it. I never even considered that part of it.
Mm-hmm. And that's funny. Like, I would have considered the part of potential injury. I would not have considered the mortality part.
I ain't think about the being paralyzed. Some people ended up paralyzed. Yeah. Some people died. I never thought about the worst that could happen.
Bunch of messages.
Yeah, this is why teams are like, hey, let me look at that contract right quick, Noah. ATVs, no dirt bikes, no none of that. Y'all better sit down. Play football or sit down. There you go. You're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, text in 713-572-4610. Let's get to the winners and losers of the week. Who was a winner in your book? Who was a loser in your book? We'll talk about all of that next. Yeah, you're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Victory Reaction Monday. 16-13 was the final in favor of your Texans there in Nashville. Doing a great job getting another victory and getting themselves to 500, just like the Ravens, just like the Chiefs. Like, I saw somebody talking about it where the Texans fans came into the season trying to be on par with the Chiefs and Ravens.
Well,
and boom,
they are.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Not exactly what we anticipated, but it'll do for the moment, especially considering where you've had to be to go in order to get here. But let's do a little winners and losers of the weekend. Who won? Who lost on the weekend? And I see 346 saying D'Amico was the loser of the weekend for making another game tight, attempted to convert a fourth down instead of kicking a field goal at one point in the game. I could honestly, I think I've seen people argue very much. Mm-hmm. Titans could be losers as well for not going for two after scoring that.
I thought about it. I thought they should, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean.
What do you got to lose? You're 1-8.
Yeah. Especially, you know? Especially when you got big Jeffrey Simmons over there going talking to everybody on the sideline.
Boy, he was giving them the what for.
He was giving them the business. Hey.
We're doing our part.
3-and-out. Who the hell you think you are? Stay on the field.
Get your bleeping gear.
That's right.
That's right.
He sounds like a coach, man.
Yeah.
For sure. He sure does. We'll get some more.
He also thinks the Titans aren't
worse. You know what? Let's go ahead and do that. Let's
go ahead and do it right now.
You know, Jeffrey Simmons, after the game, you know, in the locker room, talked to some media in the locker room, and he has a certain feeling about what happened in that game, and that's what he had to say. Uh-oh.
I tell you, I'm tired of coming in the locker room, losing. When you know that team not better than us, I don't care what people say. They got some good players. But we should have won that game. We got to stop beating ourselves. And I'm sure y'all tired of hearing me saying it, tired of everybody else saying it. We need to stop beating ourselves.
Buy or sell. Buy or sell.
Look, half of that. You can argue.
Yes, that's why I put it that way. Yeah.
The idea of the Texans being or the Titans being better, mm-hmm. or at least that the Texans are not better than the Titans, oh, big dog.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just off the strength of the defense alone. We don't even got to parse nothing on the offense. Mm-hmm. Off the strength of the defense alone, this is a better football team than those Tennessee Titans. Point blank, period. We can stop the conversation there. The Titans should have won that football game? Well, you can make that argument.
I thought he had a good point right there, man. Mm-hmm. I think on the field right there, they could have won that game,
right?
And probably should have won that game.
I think somewhere a little bit of both of y'all's arguments. I think in that game, you can argue I understand why that he felt they were better. I understand.
Yeah,
but better, like in general.
Yeah, hell, as far as paper, like just putting up the team to team. Mm-hmm. Nah, I think he's kind of crazy on that part.
Reggie, you're talking about based on the deep. How about based on the offense? Based on the offense, the Texans are better. Like they really are, and that's saying a lot, I know.
Yeah.
But like,
and you fired your coach, man.
That Titans offense is hot garbage.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
you fired your coach.
Yeah, the games that we are looking at, they were like, that ain't mean much. Go ahead, let's see what you're going to do against that Baltimore Ravens team, Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that it doesn't look quite nearly the same. So, yeah, no, I won't see him on that. However, 9 penalties, mm-hmm. and a lot of them came in ways where they just absolutely bleeped the bed, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can understand where he's like, nah, we shooting ourselves in the foot. Mm-hmm. They are who we thought they were. Like, I can understand how you want to get in your Denny Green there. is this a winner or a loser within the Shedeur Sanders getting his NFL debut?
I was just
going
to ask you that.
Because I've been pondering in my head, like, I feel like he's a winner because he got an opportunity to get out there in a play. Unfortunately for him, 4 of 16. Mm-hmm. He should have had maybe another couple of completions, because I think he had a couple of good balls in there that just got dropped. Mm-hmm. However, he took some sacks. He threw a bad interception. And some of that is inherent to the offensive line is bad there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he has not had any reps with any of the dudes that he's throwing the football to.
Yeah, I think I would say clearly Shedeur Sanders was a loser this weekend based on how he was set up to perform.
Okay.
You know, first of all, and his performance. I mean, that's awful. I mean, whether there's a couple more that should have been caught or not, that was awful.
But
the reason I was asking is he a winner is I think that experiment might be over.
You think so? Yeah. I don't think it's that far. Yeah. I think that the circumstance made it. I think that it just this was the only way he was going to get on the field. It feels like the head coach there has made it abundantly clear that if he ain't forced to, he ain't doing it. And Dylan Gabriel in the concussion protocol could give him a week of actual run up and an opportunity to get out here and actually play football. But I've been very clear on this with the entirety of this draft class, quarterback class. I'm not really high on any of them. So I was just like, good for you. You got to get out there. About time.
Yeah, yeah.
Some other winners and losers. How about this? Did you feel like Madrid were winners?
With the game? They love it.
Well, yeah. I was like, the game itself.
Yeah. No, I'm saying having the game.
Between the Commanders and the Dolphins. Remember how I was talking about the Commanders coming into this game, having given up or lost by more than 20 points in four consecutive games? The Miami Dolphins beat them in overtime by 3, right? They did kind of what the Texans did versus the Titans. I will say, though, people were gushing over the field technology there at the Santiago Bernabeu, which is the stadium that houses Real Madrid. And I had somebody, I think it was Box of Legacy on Twitter. You shouted him out last week, Fig, saying that why don't teams in the United States do this with their stadiums? And if you're not familiar, that stadium, the Bernabeu, they literally have like, you know, they cut this field into like 6 slabs that they can that roll out automatically and are put into a greenhouse underneath the stadium.
Yeah.
So they actual real grass, no turf, you know, grown underneath the stadium in automated greenhouses that cut it and everything, water it, and then it is rolled back out. So they can do the concerts.
Sure.
They can do all this, but also still have natural grass in a stadium that is, I believe, retractable roof as well. Or it might just be straight up dome.
I don't know if it is,
at this point. But it's like, man, there's so much conversation about natural grass. There's so much conversation about domes and those things. This would be a solution. And the answer I have is that was a $1.something billion renovation. Not build, just the renovation to do that stuff. You're not going to find the investment here in the United States behind that.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think with, you know, such obviously, you know, such importance, you know, and how valuable the commodities are that play on these fields. I don't agree. I think you could find it. It's there. You know, we have the technology, as they said about the $6 million man.
They do have the technology. Yeah. I just don't think I don't think any of the owners are investing that level of.
I'm not so sure about that.
We'll see. We'll see. Somebody said the worst Washington is the better second round pick is the Texans. Yeah, the way that the Washington Commanders are going, that second round pick that the Texans have control of could be pretty high. Yeah, very well. Yeah. Could be very, very high. In the second round.
That's
so that could
Tunsil
be more.
Trade.
Yep. More stuff. That somebody said, honestly, Laremy Tunsil is a loser. Look at the expectations there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that's him.
He has to get traded or nothing. Not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
He is also not playing on that defense.
Yeah, that defense is bad right
it's
now.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
How about this? Straight up loser. Jamar Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Ramsey, unfortunately, is going to be the on-paper loser here. Because he punches Jamar Chase in the middle of the game and is, you know, ejected from the game for doing so. However, Jalen Ramsey accuses Jamar Chase of spitting on him. Jamar Chase said, I ain't spit on no. In fact, this is Jamar Chase and what he said about Jalen Ramsey.
Did you spit on him?
I ain't never opened my mouth to that guy.
So what do you think prompted the reaction from him?
Well, he don't like some of the words I told him. We've been going back and forth the whole time, so I'm sure some got under his skin.
Yeah.
Nope, some got under his skin. There is, as if we don't have enough cameras on the NFL field.
They call him on 4K.
Did you actually think you could get away with
it? He hawked a loogie, man.
Yeah, that was a nasty tight spit, too.
Yeah, did you actually think you could get away with that?
Like
by saying, get away with saying, no, I didn't do anything. In today's world?
I'm amazed by that. That you just thought you was just going to lie your way through that. This legitimately, and I'm not joking, this legitimately changes how I feel about Ja'Marr Chase.
It's spinning. How many times are we going to have this conversation? How many times are these dummies going to do this?
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Rob, on a YouTube page. If you spit on someone and they beat your ass, you should get twice as much of a punishment as they would. Yes.
What is B-Scott's? I get a murder.
He said, look, man, if he ends up sending that person to the grave, he feels like he's justified. That is the ultimate sign of disrespect.
Yes.
At least it's up there with the ultimate signs of disrespect. I don't know why he was doing some nonsense.
But
like
everyone knows it. And you still do. I get caught up in the moment, whatever.
Nah, I'm not.
Come on, man.
He could have lied and just said that.
Yes.
But he said, I did not open my mouth to that man. Yes. It was a clear, dog, they got you in 4K. Not even HD. They got you in 4K.
You could see everything about that spit.
If the NFL truly values being a league of values and morals, They will come down very hard on Ja'Marr Chase.
Suspended. And it's been going on all season too, man. Just send a message at this point to get people to stop doing this.
I agree.
Man, quit spitting on folks. Mm-hmm. Like this. You talk about the wussification of America and America going to hell in a handbasket. This is it right here.
This is it.
What we're seeing. Mm-hmm. Dudes spitting on folks and not taking accountability for they spit. That's unbelievable. 505 says, doesn't Arizona have something similar? State Farm Stadium. They have the rollers where the grass will come out.
It grows outside, right?
And it's the whole big slate will slide out so that they can grow the grass outside. Mm-hmm. This is an additional level where the slabs will go underneath the stadium into a greenhouse that's automated with LED lights and everything. So it's like a greenhouse underneath. That is the thing that makes it a state of the art. And that's the thing that I just don't believe that anybody stateside will do. Take my dare and actually do it. I would love to see it as long as the taxpayers aren't paying for it. All right. You're in the loop. Here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Victory Reaction Monday. Let's do more reacting and get the OG's passing thoughts. Some more of the other things that we saw in a 16-13 victory. We'll talk about them next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.